USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has introduced a bill to establish a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots. The measure would establish a 13-person committee with five members being appointed by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. The Speaker is also considering including a Republican member among her eight appointees to the committee. The framework could come to the floor for a vote as soon as Wednesday. U.S. troops in Syria came under fire again on Monday as a number of rocket attacks were launched at an oil field in eastern Syria controlled by U.S.-backed forces. A military spokesman said no U.S. personnel were injured and that any damage was still being evaluated. The attacks haven't been attributed to any group yet. It comes a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes at facilities of an Iranian-backed militia in response to a number of drone attacks on U.S. facilities in the area. And a 3.9 magnitude earthquake has struck near San Francisco. There were no immediate reports of any damage or injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Officials raised the death toll in the partial collapse of that condominium building in Surfside, Florida on Monday after two bodies were pulled from the rubble. The official count now stands at 11 confirmed dead, but 151 people remain unaccounted for 5 days after the collapse. Pablo Rodriguez's mother and grandmother are among the missing. He tells Fox News that he's grateful for the work rescue crews are doing, but he's concluded that he won't see them alive again.
I really do want to thank the first responders. I mean, the conditions that they're working under are unimaginable. You really don't have an appreciation for the size of the debris field. It's an entire building that collapsed. The weather is not great down here. It's very hot, very humid. It keeps raining, and they're continuing to work, so I do want to thank them. But it's, you know, as per hope that we're going to be able to see them, that for me doesn't exist. I just hope that they're able to at least recover them so that we can give them a proper burial.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Georgia's Secretary of State says he's confident his state will win in a recent lawsuit from the Department of Justice. Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department announced it's suing Georgia over its election reform laws passed earlier this year, claiming the law impedes on black Americans and other minorities' right to vote. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Rippensberger tells Fox News he doesn't expect the lawsuit to go to the Supreme Court.
I think we'll win at the appeals court, if not at the district court level, because we have the law on our side and we have truth on our side. All right. And all they have on their side is a lot of rhetoric.
This is USA Radio News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And during an event in his home state of Kentucky, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell urged Americans to get vaccinated against COVID, saying that he's a big fan of vaccines in general.
As a few of you know, I was a polio victim when I was a kid. It took 70 years to develop a polio vaccine, two of them, that worked. Our country, as a result of the CARES Act and the $50 billion we put into Operation Warp Speed, developed not one, not two, but three highly effective vaccines in less than a year. It was a modern medical miracle. That doesn't work if people don't get vaccinated. So for whatever influence I can have over those decisions, I want to encourage everyone to get the vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.